three talks in the afternoon before the tea break. Two and then to Spear as the invited speaker. In a minute, Angelique will set us off, and then Hattis will do the middle one. And I think we're ready. Angelique Ballantyne.
Hello, my name is Angelique Ballantyne. I'm from the University of Essex. And
I'll just pause for a minute, Angelique. I'm not sure that everybody at the back can hear.
Today's presentation will be on how Greek interlocutors manage disagreements and what is the role of the practice Ella plus Re plus name in that context. Ella is a Greek token that commonly arises in conversation. Originally, it comes from the verb to come, erhome, but if we pay closer attention to naturally occurring talk, we can see that it arises in diverse interactional environments, such as phone openings and closings, in arguments, as a surprise token, etc. In this presentation, we will examine its use in in conjunction with a name and often implemented with the particle re, that's why I put it in brackets, in the environment of disagreements. We shall start by looking at instances in which, after the use of this practice, interlocutors back down in their following turn. And we'll move on to an example of an institutional talk where the use of Ella was misunderstood, which we, as we shall see, underscores our observation that sequentiality plays a major role in understanding the role of this practice. So the pattern goes like this. I have provided the first example that we will analyze later, just to show you how the practice is. And they're talking about a meat. So we have an assertion, when I took it out, when you said it's purple, then we should have taken it out, which you gets receded with a resistance from the recipient. When I cut the last one, it could not be chewed, guys. Then we have the practice la plus re plus name. And the sequence ends with a back down of B's prior turn. Mm-hmm. It also depends how it was, as you said. So we will be talking about competitiveness in interaction and what is the role of epistemics in the use of this practice. By epistemics, we are referring to the distribution of rights and responsibilities regarding what participants can accountably know, how they know it, whether they have rights to describe it, and in what terms. In other words, how people claim primary or secondary rights when prompted to assess something. We will also be talking about prefatory address terms. Clayman has examined prefatory address terms in news interviews in terms that are dispreferred in relation to the prior action, and claims that by responding in a dispreferred way, interlocutors claim that display their turn as having been motivated independently of the prior speaker's turn. To show you an example, I took an example from Clayman. Oh, by the way, I have a big favor to ask you. Sure, go ahead. Remember the blouse you made a couple of weeks ago? Yeah. Well, I want to hear it to wear it this weekend to Vegas, but my mom's buttonholer is broken. Fred, I told you when I made the blouse, I'd do the buttonholes. Yeah, sniff, but I hate to impose. No problem, we can do them on Monday after work. So in this example, we can see at line 7, Laurie the name Laurie uses at line 7 foreshadows an independent response. Before the request has been fully articulated, Laurie agrees to finish the buttonholes, having indicated that she had already promised to do that when she was doing the blouse. So the data selected and utilized for the current study consists of audio and video recordings of naturally occurring talk among friends and family members from diverse age groups and socioeconomic backgrounds of 7.5 hours in total. So the first example, we have a video recording of a guest host scenario in which two people, I don't know if it's visible, Leandro and Vanessa, his wife, are co-hosting a third person, Kelvin, and they are apologizing for the toughness of the meat, for it being overcooked. And Kelvin, as a visitor, is doing reassurance. They were all present when the meat was being cooked. So let me show you the video. I will play the video twice because it's Greek data, so it will be difficult to grasp it the first time.
Όταν έκοψα εγώ το τελευταίο δεν μας έδανε. Είναι ανάλογα και πώς ήταν ο ψήφος. Το ψήφισμα. Τέλος πάντων.
Καλό ήταν.
Τέλος καλό.
The target turn comes from Leandro, so pay attention when he's saying it.
Από τότε που ύψος είναι ομό, τότε πρέπει να το κάνουμε.
Ναι, τότε θα έχεις ζουμιά.
Όταν έκοψα εγώ το τελευταίο δεν μας έδανε. Είναι ανάλογα για πώς ήταν ο ψήφος. Το ψήφισμα. Τέλος.
Practice Ella plus Greg last name comes as a response to Kelvin's resistance at lines 29-30. When I cut the last one, it could not be true to the guys, which comes as a response to the epistemic incongruence between his interlocutors as to when is the appropriate time to take out the meat from the oven. It functions as a strong challenge that receives no counter-argument. Not only doesn't it get challenged, but as we can see, after the use of this practice, the interlocutors back down in their prior claim. So we can see in this example, after Ella and Kelvin actually backs down and agrees in the end with Leandro. It also depends how it was, as you said. Additionally, we can see it's not the perfect graph, but I'm working on it. So we can see how low-pitched the utterance is produced from the blue line, which goes very low, and which contributes to our understanding that the practice that it's used as a it's closing implicative. So Leandro is not prosodically inviting the speaker to advance the sequence. And what's important is that the recipient takes it as a move to close the sequence, as we don't get as he backs down in his following turn. The next example is from the same speakers, and Leandro has bought a new stove for his parents, and they are wondering whether they will be able to turn it on. And this time the target turn comes from his wife, Vanessa.
After his three stars of the Thames,
he was sure. He was a
guy. Oh, but there's less.
But there's a good man.
Αυτός θα την ανάψει, όπως θα δεις, αυτός θα και όλα τα ρωτήσεις, αυτός θα την...
Μπορεί να μην έχει τριούμα. Έλα, θα πεις να δεν έχει τριούμα.
Έτσι, πως έχουν μάθει αυτοί,
αυτό είναι τρία στάσεις πεντέμιση.
Είμαι σίγουρος. Χίλιες εκατό.
Ο πατέρας λες.
Ο πατέρας δεν μπορεί να μάθει.
Αυτός θα την ανάψει όμως, θα δεις. Αυτός θα και όλα τα ρωτήσεις, αυτός θα την...
Μπορεί να μην έχει τριούμα.
Έλα,
θα πεις να δεν έχει τριούμα.
Έτσι πως έχουν μάθει αυτοί, δεν τους κάνει τριούμα.
So in this example, Ella plus Re plus name comes appears after a downgraded assessment in the form of an evidential weakening by Kelvin. Maybe it won't be so called more. That that came as a response from Kelvin to the above sequence of epistemic incongruence between his interlocutors. His assessment is receded with strong disagreement from both of the speakers. Leandro tosses his head to both sides, indicating no, and his wife formats her response with Ella plus name. And again, we can see that after the practice, the speaker, the recipient, backs down in the following turn, but then if he hasn't got the radiator. So we can see that after several turns of epistemic incongruence, the turn that that closes the epistemic battle is formatted in the Ella plus Ella plus name, and produced with very low pitch, again, in the same as in the previous example, and is received as a move to close the sequence as it gets a back down. The last example is an interesting example that in which the use of Ella was misunderstood. The recipient took it as a move to as a disaffiliative turn, as we saw in the previous examples, whereas the journalist produced it in an affiliative way, having to account for the use of his practice in the following turns. In contrast to the prior examples, this comes from an institutional setting, so the characteristics of the talk are that of institutional talk. The extract comes from from a program in the Greek channel Sky, on that day, three representatives, these are the three representatives, are invited to talk about the developments in Greece. And each one is allocated some time to inform the citizens on their position according to a current subject. And Mrs. Kunoura, the woman, is given the last slot. And these are the journalists. And the target turn comes from this one. So pay attention when he's talking.
Θα πω δικαιωνόμαστε.
Όλοι δικαιωνόμαστε. Πάλι,
Όχι. Μόνο εμείς δικαιωνόμαστε, γιατί όλοι λίγο πολύ αλλάζουν τις θέσεις τους. Εμείς είμαστε σταθεροί από την πρώτη στιγμή. Γιατί έχουμε πει.
Μα το ΣΥΡΙΖΑ δικαιώνεται.
Έχουμε πει ότι έχουμε μια πολιτική σταθερή.
Ελάτε,
κοιτάξτε, άμα είναι να μιλάνε οι άλλοι από ένα τέταρτο και εμένα να μου λέτε ελάτε με το που άνοιξε.
Ελάτε, όχι να μιλήσετε, λέω. Ελάτε, διαχωρίστε.
Προσπαθώ. Λοιπόν, δεν μπορώ. Ευτυχώς θα πω δικαιωνόμαστε.
Όλοι δικαιωνόμαστε. Πάλι,
Όχι. Μόνο εμείς δικαιωνόμαστε, γιατί όλοι λίγο πολύ αλλάζουν τις θέσεις τους. Εμείς είμαστε σταθεροί από την πρώτη στιγμή. Γιατί έχουμε
πει. Το ΣΥΡΙΖΑ δικαιώνεται.
Έχουμε πει ότι έχουμε μια πολιτική σταθερή.
Ελάτε,
κοιτάξτε, άμα είναι να μιλάνε οι άλλοι από ένα τέταρτο και εμένα να μου λέτε ελάτε με το που άνοιξε.
Ελάτε, όχι να μιλήσετε, λέω. Ελάτε, διαχωρίστε.
Προσπαθώ. Λοιπόν, δεν μπορώ.
Party, so an exactly. So in this extract, the practice Ella plus Ella plus name is used in an affiliative way by the journalist. Whereas from the response that we get from Mrs. Kubura, she took it in the disaffiliative way we saw in the above examples. Because she prefaces her term with kitaxte. Look, marking that what follows will be dispreferred, and continues with her complaint. If the others talk for a quarter, and to me you say, come the moment I open my mouth. But why is it that Mrs. Kunoura took it as a move to close the sequence instead of a go ahead as it was initially produced? The answer lies in their identities. The fact that Vasilis is a journalist and Mrs. Kunoura is from that specific political party and all the characteristics that party may entail makes her challenge his practice. What I mean by that is that because of her identity as a right-wing anti-austerity representative under attack and his identity as a journalist and colleague of Dimitris, she doesn't realize that the target turn is facilitative rather than antagonistic. Mrs. Kundura's interpretation was based on her on the identity category, namely his occupation. His identity as a journalist invokes certain characteristics in the talk which are made relevant in the talk and to which she orients to in order to interpret his utterance as hostile. Dimitris, the other journalist, disagrees to her disagrees with her self-appraisal at line five, with three disagreement turns, which take the first one takes the form of an extreme case, everyone is vindicated, and the other two are partial repeats of the first disagreement turn, in which he specifies the Mrs. Kundura's opponents, Syriza and the government. And Mrs., as we can see, Mrs. Kundura is responds to each one of his disagreement turns, but gets interrupted in all her attempts to support her position. So consequently, when Vasilis comes with a latte Kyria Kundura, it's done at a specific point in conversation in which it could be heard as not neutral, but as supportive to his colleagues' prior turns. So thus she hears it as antagonistic and facilitative to his colleague rather than to her. So the examination of the practice Elapas Replas name has revealed that it's a practice used to close an argument after sequences of epistemic incongruence. It functions as a challenge to a prior disagreement turn, and in most cases receives a back down from the interlocutor, thus marking it as a practice that is used to achieve affiliation or agreement after disagreement sequences. Prosody is also deployed as an interactional resource in these cases, as the interlocutors produce it with a very low pitch and minimal variation, marking it as a closing implicative. Thank you.
Thank you. Good. Time for thoughts, questions, observations. Yes, Kirby.
So for the first example about the tough meat, it's not completely obvious that there's an epistemic incongruence there. I think it has to do with the disagreement about the meat.
Yeah.
But then how is the epistemics really what's relevant there?
I thought that it's epistemics because Greek is a protos language. So what I claimed is that because he's using the I, when I cut the last one from the shoot, and when I took it out, when you said it's purple, so in Greek it doesn't make a difference whether you use the pronoun or not. So I think they are trying to upgrade their term, let's say, in using the pronoun.
But on some level, they've all eaten the same meat, so in the
and they were all present when the meat was being cooked. So
there's a lot of congruence in terms of the epistemics in the situation. Yet they still disagree.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would just think that maybe agreement and disagreement could be the use of this analysis, and,
mm-hmm.
and epistemics reserved for moments where that seems to be what the focal issue is of asymmetry.
Thank you. Rebecca's had an incipient hand there.
No, it's
just brushing the brow. It's well, ambiguity in body support. Right? Yes, Andrew.
In your summary of the pattern, you didn't have immediately prior small silence. And I don't know whether that's an accident of these three pieces of data or whether that plays itself out. So we've got a 0.1, a 0.3, a 0.2 before the LRA. And I wondered whether that was accidental of these data or whether that's also something that should be in the pattern.
Yeah, I will look at it because I don't remember if I had this post, but thank
you. Okay, that's fine, Kanji. So beg your pardon, Vasiliki.
I was thinking about the work that is being done in the prosody, because I can imagine the same utterance being uttered in different ways and doing very different actions. And I was wondering how you did it.
I actually have another example that's produced very differently prosodically. And it doesn't get a back down afterwards. Yeah, so I think the prosody does make a difference in these examples.
Now we can thank you. Thank you very much.